entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for Deidre's Beauty Queen Special as a part of Hollywood Connections. Now here's Deidre.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Chat with Deidre, Miss Florida Reporter at Lifetime. And tonight I have two very special guests. First, I want to welcome Scott Ostalash. You're the founder of Voices for Autism. And you also have a film out called Sophia, I Love You. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And then I have the beautiful and talented Genevieve Goings, Disney Junior's Choo Choo Soul. This is so awesome. Thank you for being on tonight.
Yay, you are welcome. Thank you for that intro. Wow, beautiful and talented. Oh my gosh. Okay, coming from beauty queen herself, I'll take it.
This is so awesome that the two of you are connected. And so that's how we have come together tonight just to talk about that. But I definitely just want to go ahead and start with Scott, because I just met you about a month ago at the International Christian Film and Music Festival. And you were showing a film there called Sophia, I Love You, all about your daughter.
Right. So
yes, tell us about the film and all about the experiences with your daughter.
Absolutely. Well, Sophia, I Love You is a 15-minute short doc. It's a short documentary that is about basically my life with my daughter. I'm a single dad, and I've raised her since she was born. I actually brought her home from the hospital. I've raised her since. And it shows our struggles and our challenges, and she's autistic. And the film explains all of that. And I found out that she was autistic early on, within the first couple years. And from there, we've had our ups and downs and our challenges. And but that showcases my battle with cancer and all kinds of interesting things.
Yeah, that is awesome. When I heard your story, I was so amazed by your selflessness and the love and the joy that you have about your daughter. And just watching Sophia, I Love You, it's so emotional. It's just so beautiful. I've actually seen it a few more times. It's so incredible. I feel like you don't meet people like you every day. And it's just how you just really loved her and chose her, like you chose to love her. And a line that you said from the film was, you know, once you accept that, you know, she may never have, you know, normal life, or she won't have a normal life, then you can move forward. So what was that like, accepting Sophia's who she is and then moving forward?
Right. Well, yeah, I'm very honest about everything in the film, and it's difficult. It's not what you want to hear. And you know, in the film, I said, you know, once you realize you accept that she's not going to be the person that I had, you know, had thought she was going to be, and get married and do all these things and things I would experience with a dad, as a dad, once you accept that, it's easier to move forward.
Yeah. Was it hard for you at first? Was it a challenge at first?
Being a single parent's a challenge, you know, in itself. But, you know, when I was approached to, and we'll talk about this later, I'm sure, but there were two films. We started off doing another film, a short 5-minute film. And that snowballed into this one. And the filmmaker said, hey, we'd love to do a story about you and your daughter and your story. And it took him about 3 months to convince me. I wasn't even on board with it, because I just, in my eyes, I'm very private, and I just thought it's what a dad should do. I didn't think it was anything different than what a good parent should do. And took about 2-3 months for them to convince me to do it. And then once we started, you know, running with the project, it was a fantastic experience. It's the first one I've had doing a project like that.
That's so cool. I find like reality shows a little interesting. So it's like you had your own little reality show documentary, and just to play that back and watch it, I think that's super cool. And yeah, so I'm so happy to get to know your story, and now you're telling it to the world. And I'm sure the film will keep going to more festivals and more people will get to see it and be impacted by it. And so And then Genevieve is here, which is it's so awesome that you guys know each other. I don't want to be flagged by Disney, so I'm not going to play one of your songs, but if you could just like sing the first line of Choo Choo Soul.
All aboard the choo choo train, all aboard the choo choo train, all aboard the choo choo train, all aboard, all aboard. Then you really used to watch it, or you were forced to watch it with your kids, whatever it is. Either you're welcome or I'm sorry, I like to say. But oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be here with Scott. And just like that little bit of story you're hearing from him is the reason I'm still on board with him. Anything he does pretty much now, I'm just like, yep, what is it? Okay, great, I'm in. Then I'm like, oh, that's what you're doing. No, I'm really in. I am really in. So anyways, we're having fun. We've been friends for a long time now. I don't know how many years.
I think it's about eight.
About eight years now. Already. Yeah. We both look the same. We haven't aged. And Sophia had the nerve to grow up to be a whole woman now. I gave no permission for that to happen, but it's all right.
And you have another human in your household.
I do. It's just like time just flows. I have my son Kamari and just keeping it rolling here.
That's so awesome. And you guys are starting to work together with Voices for Autism. Before I get to that, I just want to know, how did you get started with Disney? And how did that all happen?
It's so interesting, right? It's I was doing R&B hip hop music in the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay, San Francisco Bay Area. And I was doing a video game voiceover for this video game called Toe Jam and Earl. It's like this old like cult classic, just great game. Anyways, the creator of that game, his son loved trains. And as we were working together, we had this idea to make this cool hip kid CD, which if you've never heard of Choo Choo Soul, it was on Playhouse Disney in 2006, all the way back then, and just kept rocking. It's got like a funky, upbeat kind of urban, for lack of a better word, feel to it. We did the ABCs 1-2-3s and had a cartoon train. So anyway, we made the CD. Disney got a hold of it. They loved it. And they said, we should try this as videos. And kind of like the rest is history. We went, made 5 videos. People loved it. And we just kept on going. So fun.
And it's been on since 2006, right? That's when it first aired.
Yes. No one's allowed to do math right now because they'll know how old I am. But it's lived on kind of forever. It takes on new life all the time. Even on TikTok, I have my fans that were kids. Now they're like TikTok generation finding me again. And we did live concerts. And so that's how I came across Scott, because he put on a show that we were a part of. And then we stayed friends ever since.
Wow. So yeah, let's talk about that. And Scott, if you can just mention what Voices for Autism is, and what you do there, and how you and Genesis are Genevieve are working on the calming rooms.
Yeah, well, Voices for Autism started off, it was really, I work with people like Jen, and you know, my daughter was a huge fan. So when I saw that Jen was available, I'm like, I have to get her, you know? And at first when Sophia met her, Sophia was a little standoffish because she was so used to seeing her on TV. And now she's, you know, sitting here right in front of her, you know, and it took a little bit and she warmed up to you. And then an hour later, Sophia's dancing on the side of the stage. And I still have that video from the first show.
Genevieve, not scary. That was my name.
Yeah. I was just seeing her in person. It was like, you know,
it's the Santa Claus effect. It's like,
yeah. Oh, and then, I think we worked together. We did, you know, three or four shows. And then, I think it was more than that. And then we stayed in touch, and then we started the filming. So I saw these friendships that my daughter, you know, was forming with people like Genevieve and some other people. And I thought, what a great way to showcase what it's like to be friends with someone with autism or to interact with someone with autism. And I wanted to film it and do these little, you know, little sound bites and that type of thing. And then it started going into the film, you know, going into that 15 minute short talk, which really was like 2 hours, and they cut it down and into like 15 minutes. And it was, that's, I think, why it's so powerful. And then it went down to like an hour, and then, you know, a half hour, and finally, you know, the finished product. And then I called Jen up and I says, man, you know, I'm so inspired by all this, you know, everything that we were doing, and I have to get this on a bigger stage. And I called Jen and I says, hey, I've got this idea. And I was like, I sent her the film and I called her up. I says, here's my idea, like 30 seconds in. She's like, I'm in. I love it. So yeah. I said, I want to create these calming rooms. And what it is, a calming room, for people that don't know, they're for people with autism that can go in, and they have sensory items, and they have things that you, to help them calm and feel secure. And they can, sometimes they're sensitive to lights, too many lights, the sounds are too loud, too many people, they get overstimulated, and these rooms are there to calm them down. And it's usually through, you know, low lighting and different objects they can touch and feel. And I stayed in touch with this inventor, if you will, of this technology. And I just decided this technology is amazing. It's printed electronics, and it's through ink, and there's no wiring. It's all through printed electronics that uses the energy from your touch. And I said, how do we use that? And I stayed in touch with her over the years. And I just said, why can't we just put it in artwork on walls and let people with, you know, autism go in and navigate their way around this, and they can pick and choose what they want to touch and feel and that type of thing. And then it snowballed from there. And then Jen said, hey, you know, I'm in. And I said, wow, well, maybe we could started with a couple sounds to, you know, a couple laughs and giggles to now she branded an entire song into a wall, a music wall. She's got, wow, a storyboard that they can navigate through a whole story of hers. She's voiced over critters that are on the wall. It's really, it just exploded. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Jen, how do you love just working with children, and whether that's on Choo Choo Soul or doing something like this and just impacting their lives in that way?
Oh, it's incredible. It's, you know, the heartwarming part of it is everything you would think. I mean, I've been blessed because I had the Disney brand that kind of, it's that first introduction where, you know, kids are already like kind of allowed to love me, you know, so I get to start on the top, like, I love you, give me a hug. But going on beyond that has just been incredible for connecting with kids as people and watching them grow up and getting to know their families. I mean, it's so much more than just the kids. It's like I've formed so many friendships with their parents and families. It's so touching. I don't take it for granted one bit. And I've been in this business now for, you know, 15 years. So I'm just, I'm blessed every day. And and they never cease to amaze me. They just say the funniest things. They're so honest, and it's just, it's fun. It's a joy. I feel lucky.
Well, that's incredible. I am so curious to know, how is the writing process for you? Because I believe you write the songs for Choo Choo Soul. Is that correct?
So I didn't actually write the songs for Choo Choo Soul. It was Greg Johnson, the developer of the video game I told you about before, who created it. He sang the songs into his phone, and then his music partner, Burke Treishman, and he would turn that idea into music, and then I would come in with my harmonies and kind of, you know, vibe. But now, fast forward, I do write, produce, and perform music for Disney shows. I think you were asking about the process.
Yeah, how is the process for you?
It all depends on what the goal is. Sometimes I work well off of like a brief, which is like a homework assignment, if you will, kind of like, this is what needs to be said, this is what you're allowed to use, this is the vibe. Because I've been writing for Disney for so long, starting with Disney English, which teaches English as a second language in China, and then doing these nursery rhymes and teaching stuff, I always have kind of a goal of the song. So I take the goal and I try to take the teachiness out of it and put it into my own perspective. Like, I'm doing this I'm going to wash my hands. So if you guys want to come, cool, you know, rather than like wash your hands. So I try to take it, figure out the key phrase that I want to say. And then I listen for a melody within that. And if I can find a cool melody there, I'll start there. So sometimes the words trigger the idea. Sometimes I get a musical idea. It all depends. But
so fun.
Yeah, it's because I've done it so long. I think for me, I no longer have that worry about sounding silly, like being embarrassed. Because I started in hip hop and R&B, there's like this coolness factor that I had to just go ahead and cash in that card. Go ahead and let that go.
And I feel like Choo Choo Soul started just those type of sounds for kids, because you have other shows today that have that hip hop kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. We were kind of the first to, I think, do it from a genuine space. You know, it's a difference of kind of trying to be like, hey, kids, let's be hip. We just were ourselves. That was just how it was. We didn't sing down to kids. Kids are so smart. And again, moving into what we're doing now with kids with autism, it's not about, you know, singing down or talking down to anyone. We're just creating this awesome space for our friends who happen to be on the spectrum to come enjoy. But a lot of kids, a lot of people will enjoy these rooms and what we're doing.
So are the rooms going to be in one state, or are you going to spread across the country?
I hope they can go anywhere. I hope we have lots and lots and lots of requests for them. Our first one's going to be in Ohio, in a place called Rayark Industries. And I have to say, you know, going back with Jen, how we met, it was super cool seeing her there in the costume, because I was watching all the episodes with, you know, Sophia when she was little too. But the reason I also enjoyed, you know, Jen coming on board is the fact that there's several reasons. One of them, those two, is her voice. My daughter was really drawn to it, and also in the style of the show. But I noticed in the shows that we did with Jen, I would watch her with special needs children. And it's really that it's her personality that really makes this whole thing special. It's not just the fact that she's Genevieve Goings, you know, from Disney Junior, but it which is awesome, by the way. She anytime I have an idea, I run it by her. She's been awesome. She's like kind of my go-to idea person. But seriously, she was fantastic with the kids, and she gets a lot of, you know, people, special needs people, you know, at the shows too. And I wanted her to be part of, those are the kind of people, you know, like her, that I want to be part of Voices for Autism. And we're bringing on other celebrities and people in the music industry and some other and other areas, because they're going to be a voice for autism. So they'll be part of our team. And as we bring them on, we have a special illustrator that works for one of the most well-known comic brands, and does these superhero characters. This one is of my daughter, and ran the calming room, and it's called Sophia's Place. And this will be on the entrance to Sophia's Place. And then we also have character for Jen, and then my daughter will be leading this group of superheroes. So there's a lot of really fun things going on.
That's incredible. So I love that all this is happening, and Sophia's life is just impacting so many other people. And so what was it like working with Todd Downs and Ryan Sanderson?
Ryan and Todd were absolutely amazing. I've never fully trusted people like that in my life. I usually am the one as the project manager, the organizer, or, you know. Mm-hmm. So they said, hey, we want to do this film. You can't see it. You just got to give us, you know, sign off on it. And it was very private. I mean, they were here in my home, and, you know, they followed us around and that type of thing. And I didn't see it until they showed it at the theater. You know, we had a private viewing.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't. I hadn't seen it. Nothing. No clips. I knew nothing about this film. Wow. I saw it for the very first time, and I was a little nervous because once it's out, you know, that was it. Once it's done, and it's going to be out there. And we had no intention of entering it into anything. We didn't do it to enter it into any festivals, film festivals. But right now, we've been nominated. I think we're 8 or 9 festivals we've been nominated in. So it was just a genuine film, but they're Christian guys, and they have strong values, and they weren't interested in something that they could enter into festivals, film festivals. They really cared about the story, and it shines through in the film. And the whole film idea actually started with Kevin Martin, who's the lead singer of Candlebox. And that was originally who we were starting to film with. We have a website called Voices for Autism. It's the number 4, voicesforautism.org. And there's a 5-minute film with Kevin Martin from Candlebox on there. And you can get an idea of what that looks like. And eventually we'll release Sophia, I Love You.
So cool. This is so awesome. This has been so much fun. We have about 2 minutes left. Are there any upcoming projects or anything that you're doing, Genevieve, that you'd like to mention?
For me, well, I'm definitely excited for this calming room to open up. We'll probably do film and stuff, and we'll share like what it looks like in there and how the technology works, because it's so hard to describe what we're talking about, but they're literally going to walk into these rooms and be able to touch the wall and just create their audio world, which is really cool. And then for me, I have another season of music coming out with Disney Junior, Ready for Preschool. That's the little animated shorts that appear on Disney Junior. I just did another season of music for them. And now I'm going to start up another little project with them. And I've shifted a lot of my work to coaching. I'm coaching youth now on teaching them how to record themselves in their own home studio. So it's really fun. I have some singers. I have some young actors, you know, kids that are signed to agents, and maybe they have auditions where they need to sing, or just, you know, aspiring singers that are really taking it seriously. So you can learn more about that at singwithgenevieve.com.
Awesome. That sounds so cool. What an honor to like work with you like that. That's cool. Yay. And then Scott, it's Voices for Autism, the number 4.com.
Yes. You got it. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
And yes. So thank you guys. I hope you have a great night.
You too. All right. Thanks
so much
for having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Deidre.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure.
Bye. Thank you.